It's been a tough year for Guam. Dozens of lawsuits have been filed accusing Catholic priests there of sexual abuse, and more recently, North Korea's threatened to fire missiles at the island. Now Guam's representative in Congress faces an ethics investigation. We have details from Neil Conan in today's Pacific News Minute. The Pacific Daily News reports that the House Ethics Committee is looking into three allegations against Delegate Madeleine Bordalo. According to documents published by the committee, Bordalo rented a property she owns in Guam to the Japanese consul. That could mean that she accepted profits from a foreign government. Over a number of years, she allegedly lived for free at the Outrigger Guam Resort, which is owned by her sister's family. According to the documents, her sister and brother-in-law ended that arrangement when they became aware of it. Unwilling to pay for her rooms and meals herself, Bordalo allegedly used official funds. Originally from Minnesota, she met and married Ricardo Ricky Bordalo, who served two terms as governor of Guam in the 1970s and 80s. He committed suicide in 1990 after being convicted on federal charges of witness tampering and obstruction of justice. His widow failed in a gubernatorial campaign of her own in 1990, but was elected as Guam's first female lieutenant governor, then became the first female Democrat elected to Guam's legislature. In 2003, she went to Washington as Guam's non-voting delegate to Congress and won re-election every 2 years afterwards. The allegations against Delegate Bordalo were referred to the House Ethics Committee by the Office of Congressional Ethics. A referral does not mean that violations occurred, but does mean that further investigation will get underway. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.